Oh, here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. We've got me, Britton.
And I'm Patty.
And Sir William today.
Yes.
Filling
in for Lori.
Yeah, filling in for Lori. He's a blonde, so yes. It works.
Yeah.
Normally, he is baby-gated in the office during this session, but today they are doing flooring in my office. So he's joining us and
your hand tastes delicious.
And this is probably how this is going to go.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
We're supposed to taste coffee and we will, but we do have it hidden off to the side because he is very much interested in
the
coffee.
Not only do we have the coffee hidden, we have an entire roll of paper towels.
We are prepared as much as we can be with this goon. Who's a goon?
We already know what's going to happen.
You know, though, I've always been a pug person. Like, pugs are my breed, right? They're lazy. They just want to like love you and like be with you all the time. But I'm pretty serious. I really kind of love having a golden retriever.
Yeah.
First of all, I consider him my dog, right?
Sure.
Like, this is our work dog, right?
I know. Sir, we're on camera.
Technically, he's Logan's dog, but like, we all love him. We feed him. And then when we get here in the morning, he's so happy to see us.
And he's only 5 months old.
Yeah. He's going to get bigger.
So he's humongous.
Yeah.
He's almost 60 pounds or is 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's a very good boy.
He is the goodest boy.
The goodest boy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Eat me. he's so ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
this just makes him so happy right now.
Yes. When we were, we took him upstairs to work out with us at lunch, and it's like the best part of his day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best part of his day.
We couldn't breathe, but we're not done.
Yeah, yeah, we're all good.
He is very excited right now.
Are you so happy to be here?
Well, he's been getting to roam the office all morning.
Yeah.
Because he's not cooped up in his gate because we had to take the gates down to do the floor.
Yeah.
And he is just having the best day of his life.
He is very, very, very happy. And everybody who's giving him attention just makes him so happy.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, he doesn't normally like hand bite nearly this much.
No.
I think he is so overexcited right now. He doesn't even know what to do with himself. Are you on the couch? Are we all on the couch with you?
Well, it's Wednesday.
It is.
We're coming into what tomorrow we start a sale, right? Yeah, we do.
I don't know.
Mother's Day sale.
Yes. Yes, we do.
25% off.
Yes, that's correct.
I know. So lots of nice stuff if you need Mother's Day. Thank you, Deborah.
Come on, William.
I was home last week. I took a week off, and I was home by myself, which is amazing. I've never done that before, where I just did projects around my house. So it's nice to just get stuff done and have some accomplishment in your day when, you know, without like people around to bother you.
Like, you didn't throw your back out.
I threw my back out on Easter Sunday. So I did not get done as much as I had hoped, but I am not good at sitting still like Willie.
He is so hyper right now. I don't think I've ever seen him this hyper.
No, he's usually pretty docile. Well, ish.
Yeah.
We look forward to when he is an old man and doing old man things.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Who would be gentle.
Are you going to snuggle one day?
Maybe. You should have brought me a ball.
When we work out, we just have to throw the ball for him.
Continually.
Yeah. And then if you're on the floor doing crunches, he comes and just like lays on your body.
Or like throws his ball on you.
Yes.
He's like, roll it.
Yes. Please work with me. So, yeah, got a lot of stuff done last week, and now we're back getting more stuff done here. So, speaking of which, we've got coffee to try, working on our R&D for coffee flavors.
Yes, yeah. We're going to do some R&D. Like we said, this is going to go super well, and there's definitely going to be no spills.
I'm a little concerned.
Hey, Mimi's going to get mad at you if you ruin her couch. If you ruin her couch, you're going to get in so much trouble. He's like, what, me?
All right, so I have some normal flavors and I have some weird flavors.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, I only have three.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you want a cup of coffee, sir? Did you
want some? I do let him lick my cream containers in the morning.
Do you?
We have a whole roll of paper towel. We are prepared.
This is gonna be fun. This is gonna be very interesting.
You're so helpful, William.
Yes, very interesting.
He's helping us.
Oh,
well, not anymore.
Yep.
As long as he's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so first flavor, and I'm working on flavors for the end of the year and next year. And actually, somebody gave me some really good ideas yesterday.
Yeah.
We have a customer who buys her subscription box, and she is Swedish. And she was giving me ideas and telling me about, like, Swedish candy and things like that. Yeah. So, Deborah, I was just telling my husband yesterday, oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you even on camera?
Maybe I'm a little off. I'll scoot over more this way. I love R&D, too. And my job is making up, obviously, the coffee drinks and also the drinks in our stores. I went yesterday and did R&D at our store. And let me just tell you, when you constantly are drinking the sweet stuff over and over and over again, it's kind of rough. It's a lot of, you try it. Oh, it needs a little more chocolate. Needs a little more peanut butter. And then you make it again. And you try the same drink 9 times. It sounds fun, but in reality, not so much.
Yeah. Is this like peach or something?
Yes.
Is it like peach rings? It tastes like peach rings.
It does taste like peach rings. Ooh, I like that.
It's really good.
So it's got peach and brandy in it.
Mmm.
You taste that brandy?
It's so hard trying to place all the flavors.
Yeah.
I can see the brandy at the end, but the like first thing that hits your tongue is definitely about peach. Super strong peach.
It kind of reminds me of like if you were to do like a flambéed peach dessert or something like that, because you get the taste of like the brandy that you'd light on fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's super
like
fun.
Almost that like Bananas Foster.
Yes. Yes.
But peach.
Yeah.
Which I like way better.
Yeah. So Bill said he had a Kentucky butter cake this morning. So good. Oh, so good. You guys, I was gone on vacation. He's chasing his tail. And I came back because we launched our flavors for the Kentucky Derby box. And you never know how it's going to go, right? When you launch new flavors, you're like, people are going to like them. People are going to like them. We're almost sold out. And
we had to make more of 2 of the K-Cups.
The banana pudding, right?
And the bourbon pecan tort.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All really good flavors.
Really good.
Yeah. So I'm glad you like that. Not a fan of peach patty. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I love when his face just shows up on camera.
Peach can be hit or miss. I would say this one's a little bit less sweet.
So we have a peaches and cream flavor that we did, and that was like our Georgia peach flavor from our All-American box we did last July, I think. Is it July? All-American flavor box. The peach was enormously popular.
Why don't you just lick it?
People loved the peach, wanted to do peach, and then we did an apricot flavor. Yeah. People wanted that, and we brought that in as a full-time flavor because people really love that. So,
it's very helpful.
I really like this flavor. I want to drink more of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me grab our next one. Bring my butt to the side. Okay, next one we're going to do is a little bit controversial.
Okay, you can just have it.
He's like looking at my cups, and he's like, I would like those cups too.
Your cup too.
I would like those cups too. Okay, so no coconut for you either, Patty. Patty, did you try the coconut paddle one that we had last month for March?
I didn't think I would like coconut, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I liked it too. Okay, this flavor, again, is a little controversial. Sometimes I look at the flavoring list from the companies, and I'm like, that's so weird, I just had to try it.
I can't even place the smell.
That's what's weird about it, right?
Okay, am I gonna...
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. That's how much they don't trust me when it comes to trying flavors, and that's warranted.
It's good.
But weird, right?
I have no idea what it is. Like, not even a...
So what's interesting about this flavor is that it's spicy, or it's supposed to be spicy, right? Because it's called jalapeno. Okay, we're trying jalapeno-flavored coffee.
Yeah, you get that, like, you know, when you eat salsa.
Yeah.
Spice flavor.
You get the spice without the spice, without the heat. So it's really weird and different.
It almost tastes chocolatey or something, too.
Yeah, you kind of get that in there. Jalapeno. And that last one, so I don't care that for Hawaiian coconut. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
If you don't like Hawaiian coconut.
Yeah. Which Hawaiian coconut is our number one selling flavor after Michigan cherry?
Number two? I think it's like three or four now.
Three or four? Okay.
Okay. I think black cherry shot up there.
Really?
Yeah. Amaretto's pretty high. Banana. Hawaiian's up there, though. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're good to know. So
look at you. Look at you go.
My mom puts her papers on the floor when she's done with them so that he can file them, which really just means he takes them and rips them to shreds all over her office.
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. That's exactly what it does.
I mean, the cup is keeping him buried.
What I've learned about retrievers is that they always have to have something in their mouth.
Multiple things.
And it's really funny. So then I read something that they were bred between two different dogs. One of those dogs is now extinct. And this is back in the day. And they bred them because they had like a soft mouth. And they mm-hmm. were really good at like bringing like, birds. Birds without or destroying
hunting.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
And dogs.
Yeah, I see that. But are you ever going to hunt, buddy?
No,
I don't
he's
know.
Too scared.
Yeah, I don't think that you'll be scared. Good at it.
That's have
you?
Cool.
So we had Fiesta Mocha once upon a time, Bill. I don't know if you've ever tried it. But then that one was like chocolate and like chili.
And it's not like spicy because I do not do spicy. But you can definitely feel like that sensation without the...
Yeah. Without the heat. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's kind of odd to like taste it without the heat when you're expecting the heat, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely a different kind of flavor.
Yeah, I like it. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Is this the one you brewed up front yesterday?
Yes. Yeah.
And I never tried it.
What I did yesterday was I like to put flavors out there and just say mystery and make people try them. But with me, they're always kind of scared. And that's warranted. I wouldn't trust me either. When it comes to try this, see if you like it.
Yesterday, I just didn't want coffee. I don't remember. I feel like I had something else with caffeine, and then I was like, no.
Yeah, I always want coffee, and I've been drinking way too much lately. So,
yeah.
All good things. Okay, and then the last flavor. Let me grab and see if I can do it without really noticing that I've got new stuff.
Oh, he'll notice.
Oh, he noticed.
Okay, right
Never
away.
Mind. He noticed.
Woo-hoo!
He noticed.
He's like, I would take that cup.
He noticed. Okay. I'll let you grab it off the tap. Yes, sir. You're making life hard today.
Do you want a cup? Hey, William.
Look, she's got something for you.
Go have that
There you
cup.
Go. There's a new one. Enjoy your coffee, buddy. Yeah.
So happy.
It lays right down. What do you think when you smell this one?
Okay, it smells really fruity.
Mm-hmm. Super tropical, right?
Super fruity.
Yeah. It takes a lot of trust to do R&D with me, too, because you just never know what
I know.
Get.
Now I'm scared to drink. I'm going to make you drink it first.
I'll drink it. It's good. I actually haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's good. It's good.
I can't tell if you're trying to keep a poker face or it's actually okay.
I thought we decided I didn't have a poker face. I'm the one sitting back here the whole time like, drink it. Like when I made everybody try pickle-flavored coffee. That was truly horrible.
It's not bad. It is so fruity.
It's super fruity.
Yeah. Like almost too fruity.
So this one's mango.
Mango.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's intense.
Yeah. Some of the tropical ones people either really love or they're kind of afraid. Like we had like a tutti frutti kind of flavor. Yeah. Trust is interesting. Yeah. That is true.
It's not bad. It's just like almost too much fruit.
Yeah. We could dial it down a little bit, but yeah. I like this one. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Lots of fruits.
Weren't we going to try to mix this one with the jalapeno?
Yeah.
One?
So I thought we could do that here and see if the mango and the jalapeno work together. My theory and thought is that the jalapeno is going to be too mild because the mango is so strong.
Yeah, the mango is too strong.
And we have kind of mixed the mango with something else to kind of see if it worked. If you want to dump some in yours mm-hmm. and see if it works. It might need to have a lot more
well,
mango.
Well, that's why I put a tiny bit of mango in. And then I'm going to fill it pretty good with jalapeno.
Yeah, because then it could be like a mango spice kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It smells, I couldn't place mango necessarily. It just smelled really fruity.
In the nick of time. In the nick of time. Oh, Willie. Oh, hi. Can I sit down? Thanks, buddy.
I don't know.
You like it?
That's kind of good.
Okay.
I kept like a tiny bit of mango.
Yeah.
That's pretty
so
good.
Like a quarter mango and three quarters jalapeno.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that? Not a huge fan of the mango scent either. Yeah. Deborah says she's not sure. And Patty doesn't like mango either. Okay.
Even like this, I don't really smell the mango. when we do just a little bit, but yeah, you just get that hint of the sweetness and yeah, the taste.
Yeah.
It's like that mango salsa that I love.
Oh, I love mango salsa with no onions or tomatoes, just mango chopped up.
I just really dip my chip in the juice. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that Tajin spice that people really like? Tajin? It's like, yeah, Tajin. Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know.
They'll sprinkle it on like fruits and whatnot.
Jason puts it on something.
Okay.
I don't put it on things.
I think I bought some one time and I didn't care for it. So I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just not that kind of, like, yeah, I don't really like stuff yeah like that usually. So I didn't even try it.
What about cilantro? You know how some people have the gene cilantro where it either it tastes like soap in your mouth or you think it's good?
So I love cilantro and my mom hates cilantro.
Yeah. I wonder if she's got the gene where it tastes like soap and probably then it skipped you.
I think Grammy hates it too, if yeah I'm not mistaken.
My husband hates cilantro and I'm like, I'm okay with it. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. What did you say?
Tahim.
Tame him?
Tahim.
We don't know what you're saying, Logan.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, Tahim. Okay. Tahim. Mango, peach, coconut, and mushrooms. Yeah. So fun though, Patty. I actually have mushroom to mix in with coffee in my office.
Yeah.
It's been there for a minute because...
Well, it was all the rage for a minute.
Yeah. And I know like people are still trying to push it as like a coffee alternative, but... I don't know.
No,
coffee's full of antioxidants. So, you know, we have a customer who called Jessica the other day and she's in her 90s and she said that she thinks she's still.
Ryan says tahine.
Tahine.
Okay.
We've got how to pronounce it.
Thank you, guys.
But our 90-year-old customer says that she's still kicking because she drinks our coffee. And I'm like, well, it's full of antioxidants, yeah, like all coffee is, right? You. So maybe that helps. Tahine. Do you guys like tahine? And what do you do with it? Like, how do you use it?
Jason puts on all sorts of weird stuff.
Now, Patty, I don't like soap either. And mushrooms? It's going to be because I had my mouth washed out with soap one too many times as a child. It did not work, though. Sorry, my parents.
I didn't used to like mushrooms. Mm-hmm. But the way that my husband likes them, they're like, yeah, I don't know, they're sauteed. Some of them get like a little crispy.
Yeah.
And they're not like mush.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up there, I was like just mush.
Yeah. So I like a good deep fried mushroom dipped in ranch, but the texture, and yeah, I'm a texture person, gets a little
watermelon,
slimy.
That's yeah the thing.
Yeah. People do put it on watermelon. And I thought they put it on mango too, but I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've seen like
Logan
food trucks
that
do that. Love the
cilantro soap thing too.
Yeah.
What? I'm so glad I don't have that because I love cilantro.
I think it's like a genetic thing too. Like,
well, that's, I'm surprised that. I wonder if my dad has it or not.
I don't know.
Hey.
It would be interesting if it was like a blood type thing. Like you have this blood type and you like it or something. I don't know.
Oh, Rimmel margarita glass. Oh, yes.
Interesting.
I watched my husband make drinks with it.
But what are the flavors in tahine? Do you know?
No, I've never had it. I'm so weird about trying new stuff like that, like because it's red, I automatically assume I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, that's gonna have dye in it.
It's just because it's red. I'm not gonna like it. Yeah. It's red.
I'm like that with green things. I don't like green candy, like green apple flavored. Yeah, don't like that at all. Which I'm gonna do a little teaser right here. We came up with a new caramel apple smoothie. It's coming back next year.
Mm.
So,
I think actually though some of my red thing might stem from candy because remember when you got the jelly beans and they're red and it's like, is it cherry?
Yeah.
Or is it cinnamon? And
I hate cinnamon. That makes sense.
See, mushrooms don't have to be slimy.
No. It tastes like dirt.
Yeah. Because I agree. Growing up, mushrooms were weird and slimy. Oh, we just turned that light on over there. But they don't have to be that way. And if they're prepared the right way, they're delicious.
Yeah, agreed. Did you just wink at
me? My dad would like cook them and then like let them sit.
Oh, or the worst is the canned mushrooms.
Oh, no.
That's like a new level of hell of canned mushrooms.
No. William.
All we can do is laugh at Willie today. And your comments.
William.
Tastes like dirt. Tastes like rubber bands. We are not mushroom fans today, apparently.
Filing his papers, huh? I should have known putting it there, he was going to get to it eventually.
So you don't like cinnamon. You don't like honey.
Mm-mm.
What are your other things that you like loathe?
I don't love tomatoes.
Same.
Huh. And like peppers.
Okay.
I just don't really like peppers.
So jalapeno. Do you not love?
Well, so like, it's like okay, like buried and stuff, but yeah. I'm never gonna go order something with like a big pile of red peppers on top yeah. or something like that.
Mm. I could do some fajitas.
So I don't feel like I'm super picky, but I'm a little bit picky.
So Logan says, Dad and Mom cook them low and slow, which is the opposite of how you cook yes. them. I'm guessing they you're supposed to cook them fast.
Nice and mushy.
Yeah. Nobody likes a mushy anything.
It was liked eating canned yeah. mushrooms.
I don't like anything like weird textures, like rice pudding that's like, you know, gross like that.
Oh, the specialty drink recipes.
I know. People ask us all the time, like, hey, I'm not near you. Can I have your ice for dripple recipe? And I'm like, no. I'm sorry.
So the hardest thing about the recipes is that the ingredients that we order usually aren't something you can just go to a store and buy.
Yeah.
So we could give you a recipe, but you're yeah. not going to be able to buy any of this yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
That's and the problem.
So yesterday we came up with 5 or 6 new drinks for next year. And so tomorrow launches white chocolate lavender in our stores. Yep. So, and that one's pretty popular. And then, oh, I can't say what June is yet. It's still a surprise.
It's still a surprise to me too.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise to you too. Okay, so tahine is ground dried chili peppers, a blend of chilies, guajillo, and we're so good at accents.
It's also really far away. And yeah, dehydrated lime and sea salt. Sea salt. So okay. I'm good with the dehydrated lime and sea salt.
Yeah.
I do like a little bit of red pepper flake.
Yeah. Same.
So I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder. Maybe yeah. I'll just have to suck it up and try it.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't like the combination of the lime and the peppers. Like it was too like tart for me and I didn't love it.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I like paprika, right? Paprika goes and stuff. There you go, buddy. Here you go. He's like, thank you. I'll take that from you. Yeah, and unfortunately with our recipes, too, it's, you know, proprietary to our franchisees. We can only share that with them. So, but
yeah,
but good stuff. Good stuff. And we've got a lot of new stuff coming up next year. I think.
Just trying to read all the small little print.
I know.
I have contacts. And he almost upped my prescription last time, and then he was like, like wavering on
yeah.
it. And I really feel like we would have. I feel like I can't see
yeah.
anymore.
It's that weird, like, fuzzy in-between stage
yeah.
of, like,
I'm like, can I see?
Better one or better two? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, they kind of do it different. It's like a yeah. computer almost. I went to this computer thing, and it tells him the prescription that I should be.
Yeah.
And the computer told him higher, but then when he did the like manual exam, he was like, you're so close. I don't know.
Trust the computer, buddy.
Well, I mean, he's really good at what he does. Yeah. So he's like, you're right on the edge. And it was like one eye was higher and one eye wasn't. So he wanted to keep me in the same prescription.
Technology is interesting with that too, because I always go like, how high can you go before they're just like, we can't help you.
Blind.
We're going to give you a walking stick now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like -6 to -5. And okay. I'm like, but I think it goes like maybe even to the -20s now. Like, I think
really?
It goes really high. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I got some time before they give me the stick, but I know without
the stick before they give me that stick, you know,
Without my contacts, I am legally blind.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, get laser. I'm like, the idea of having my eyes open while laser comes at it.
I'm like, needles. Ugh,
that's an absolute no for me. And we did have a local reporter here in Michigan who had the eye surgery. And then she had chronic pain afterwards. And they're like, there's nothing we can do. This is just your life. And unfortunately, she did take her own life.
Oh, no.
And after hearing her story, I'm just like, yeah.
Well, they could take your eyeball out. It's like, take my eyeball out.
And I know for most people, like, and I don't know what all, like, why they couldn't fix it or why they couldn't make it better. I think that she got the surgery for free as, like, an advertisement for the clinic. I don't 100% know. I might be speaking out of term, but yeah, wow. I wasn't a fan of that at all. We've got a spam comment on there, but yeah. So I just the idea of laser kind of just completely freaks me out. I don't know if it's a guy
thing. White chocolate lavender latte.
Yeah, it's really good.
So we had a lavender latte years ago at a little coffee shop.
Yeah,
we were like,
did.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. And what's interesting
might be a guy thing, Bill. I don't know.
Is a lot of people are experimenting with putting flavors in chai. So like S-Box right now has got a chocolate or a cherry chai. And then we had somebody ask if they could put banana in a chai. I'm like, yeah, I mean, we've got the syrup. We
I
could
feel
add
like
it to
though
it.
They have to put flavoring in their chai because their chai is gross.
Yeah, it is really gross. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan of
yeah, eye all. Surgery yeah. freaks me out. It's so yeah. funny because my husband, we went together. So it was me, my husband, and we were having one of my daughters, my only daughter,
yeah.
her eyes checked at the same time. And my husband got contacts. And watching him try to put contacts in his eyeballs.
Was he like this?
He's so freaked out. He's just blinking constantly.
Because yeah. the idea of the eyes coming towards
him.
It
out so yeah. much. It got to the point where I was putting his contacts in and out. And luckily it was just like a try. They gave him some trial ones to see if that's something that he would want to do. And yeah. he's like, I can see. Yeah. But is seeing worth it?
Yeah, you'll get used to it, buddy.
He'll
get used to
it. We never ended up ordering.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think I can do this. And I'm having to get up super in the morning just to put his, I'm like shoving his eyeball open because he's fighting me every step of the way.
My husband was the same way, but I had to get a hard contact for like an eye condition. And yeah. a hard contact is completely different than a soft contact. So it's kind of like putting a little piece of like glass in your eye.
Yeah.
And that would actually freak me out, especially if it like broke or chipped. I don't know if you've ever had a contact that had like a scratch in it or a piece out of it. That is absolutely painful. Can tear your cornea. Not a great way to feel at all.
And they were the weighted contacts for astigmatism.
Oh, yeah.
But also his prescription wasn't very high, so they were like super flimsy.
Yeah. Like surgery.
Like mine have a little bit more
like rigidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah.
But I just pop them in and out, no mirror, no nothing. And he's like, how are you doing that?
I've been wearing contacts since I was 12, since eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. But when I first got contacts, everybody in my family has some kind of eye thing, right? So I kind of think it's like a genetic thing. But when they told me I had to get glasses, I was in third grade and I didn't want them. So I kept saying no to everything. I ended up with a pair of pink plastic glasses that were so hideous. And sadly, they're super in style right now. And all the people were in the big plastic glasses.
Yeah.
And I look at them and just go like, no, I don't want that for you. Cause I hated it for me.
I got glasses in eighth grade and they were like lavender purple in the little purse case.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah.
No,
I only had to wear them in class. But now I've been wearing contacts for a long time.
All the time.
It's weird. I get headaches when I wear my glasses too now because you see different when you wear contacts.
Yeah.
Which is a hard thing to explain, but it's like you're seeing directly on your eyeballs where with glasses you see so far in front of your eyeballs.
Right. But then if you look out of the corner of your eyes, it's fuzzy too when you have your glasses on, right? So, and it definitely is a disorienting thing.
Yeah.
So Bill says he doesn't know if it's a guy thing, but lavender doesn't do it for him. That's fine. That's fair.
I mean, lavender to me just like reminds me of old ladies.
So we tried to do a lavender flavored coffee and a rose Earl. No, it was rose and then an Earl Grey coffee.
Oh, the rose was. Ugh.
I'm going to say that the rose was in the top three worst ones I've ever tried.
Ever.
With beer was number one, right?
Pickle
number two, and rose was number three. Absolutely horrendous flavors of coffee.
I still love sage stuffing. I still think that was one of my favorites.
Sage stuffing was delicious. Definitely. And that was our very first year of the box. We should bring that back and just see if people will give it another shot.
Ow, that's my whole hand.
What if we did a box that was all mystery flavors and we didn't tell anybody what it was, like an R&D box?
Oh my gosh, that would be kind of fun.
Oh, and then get mad at us.
Well, we could like put the flavors inside of an envelope or something.
Yeah. Tell you to guess.
Try it, guess it, and then they open the envelope and then it says the flavor.
Yes. Some
like
of our
four little envelopes.
Some of you guys might remember, Deborah, you may have done part of this too. A couple years ago, we did R&D coffee to you guys and was like, you know, same thing. It was an envelope. Guess the flavors. Give us your feedback. Violet? You know,
do they make violet?
Never seen that as a flavor. I know they have edible violets, but I've never seen that as a flavor.
I've never eaten a violet.
What's interesting, though, is with my flavoring companies, like, they have an array of flavoring, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, some of them have lists that they go off of, and then some of them can actually just create absolutely anything that you want. And when Lori and I went to the flavoring company a few years ago, it was like, make a banana coffee, but do you want it more sweet or more green?
You should be, Patty. You should be. That'd be like drinking potpourri. The rose was like drinking potpourri.
It was disgusting. But my favorite thing is just sitting here and like having them blind test things. And just if you look over and you see me doing this, Like, it is just pure evil. Like, and you shouldn't drink it.
I think the mystery box would be fun, but it'd be fun as long as the flavor, maybe like one weird flavor.
Yeah, it would
not
be mean.
Too weird.
It'd be Ouch. Mean to give you a bunch of stuff that you hated. Like, just like weird stuff.
I feel like I'm
stuff.
Hurting your gums because yeah. you're just being so wild. Yeah. He like wants my hands in his mouth.
Yeah.
He wants me to take this tiny piece of paper out of his
yes,
mouth.
Yes, he does. But then he wants to put it right back in.
Yeah. He's yeah. having a lot of fun with yeah. this. Oh my gosh. I sent them a story last night and it's from an in-home daycare provider.
Oh, I
and
saw that.
She has, I don't know. She had like 6 or 7 kids ranging from 3 to 9.
Yeah. Something like that.
And she said that there was the most intense battle going on between these kids over the white thing. And they're like really upset about this white thing. And then one kid hid the white thing and he wouldn't give it back to them. And so it goes through this whole story. And then at the end, there's a picture of said white thing. And it is the corner of a piece of cardstock, no bigger than probably 1/4 inch. She's like, so for Christmas next year, just buy them the white thing.
Yeah, the white torn off piece of cardstock. It's funny.
Ooh.
Violet coffee and teas. That's interesting.
Send us some info.
Yeah, I'd really like to know what that is, or if it's a flavoring that they're adding, if it's the dried edible violets that they're adding to it.
Well, they use violet in cocktails, right?
Mm-hmm. Edible violets. Cocktail. Yeah, you sure can. Yeah.
So it might be interesting.
Yeah. In Monin might have that flavor. I can see. Monin is really good about coming out with new and weird. Like they have like a ubu flavor, they have dragon fruit flavors.
Yeah.
But the question is how does it marry with coffee? Like, I have a key lime syrup in my office right now, but I'm like, I like key lime too.
I think key lime would be great in coffee.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was good when we did it on the flavored coffee. So yeah, I'm sure we did. Key lime drink would
be
fun.
Yeah. The problem is it acidic and will it curdle the milk?
True.
Right? Because sometimes, like our raspberry that we used years ago actually was pretty acidic and it had to do with the pH of the milk. That we would
well,
use.
So I mean, specialty drinks are probably a lot harder
Fresh
for that
violets.
Stuff.
Interesting.
But we could see if they have a violet flavoring for.
Yeah. Deborah says they're using fresh violets.
Oh, fresh violets.
I'm always pretty impressed with like our syrup companies and our flavoring companies, though. They're pretty good about coming out with like new stuff. Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. He is so excited over this tiny piece of paper that he has left. He's got like.
What's funny is that you guys can't see the floor, but the floor was absolutely clean when we started in here, and now it is just littered with Willy scraps.
Tough remnants, Willy paper scraps. Towel. But our offices are like this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, I clean it up. I mean, it sticks, cups, anything he can get his little.
When you take him out to potty, he comes back with giant sticks and absolutely destroys
them. Or like
him.
A mouthful of wood chips.
Mulch, yep. He'll come back with that.
Yeah, there you go. We're just going to pull it all back off the table, huh? Yep. He is a good boy, though.
He's
especially
a very
for
good
how
boy.
Little he is.
Yeah.
Like, he was eating pillows right before we went live, and I told him to knock it off that Mimi was going to be upset with him, and he looked at me and then
like,
just
I'm
stopped.
Done. I won't do that anymore. No, I just think having a dog at the office is just really good for like your serotonin levels. Like it just like makes you happy. Like when you come in the morning, he's literally waiting at the front door and he's to have anyone that excited to see you is so great. Right.
Yep.
Like your own personal welcoming committee every single day. Then he comes and travels around. He wants hugs and, you know.
Well, he's
pets.
In my office a lot.
Yes.
And he comes in, or people come in all day just to hug him.
Yes.
Just to give him a hug, say hello, and then go on their way.
I think it's good for morale to
have
an office
week,
dog. Bye, Bill.
I'm glad you like Kentucky Derby. It is almost gone, too.
Yeah, really good. I'm glad people like that one.
Yeah. Okay, so Mother's Day sale is starting tomorrow because Mother's Day is May 11th.
And the sale is from the 1st to the 6th, so it goes through next Tuesday.
Okay, so you're definitely going to want to get your Mother's Day gifts.
Yes.
ASAP.
Yes.
I know mine came in the mail last week. It's like half the size I thought it was going to be.
What you bought for Lori?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm interested to know what it is
it's
later.
It's still really pretty. Mm-hmm. It just. You know, when you have your expectations of something and then when it's half the size, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's a bummer.
I think it's really pretty. I think it's actually going to be better that it's smaller.
Yeah.
I just didn't envision it being that way.
With my mom's and mother-in-law, like, I can never go wrong with plants. We all love plants. And I was telling you before we went live, we went to Costco a few weeks ago. They have these plants right at the front for $3.97. I was like, oh, that's really cool. I want to get one of those. we went to our local garden nursery this weekend. That same plant was there, smaller than what I bought for $150.
That's just crazy.
I know. And it's, if you want to know, it's a Philodendron White Ghost Florida is what it is. So look it up. But I got it for $4 at Costco.
Wow.
So, yeah. I actually really want to go back to Costco and get all the things.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Costco.
You could.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Well, have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And we'll see
Willie, say bye.
Say bye, William.
Can you shake? You want to show?
You shake.
Good job. Boy. I'll give you raspberries later.
Okay. Like processing. Okay. Brain processing. Shake.
Good job. He's so smart.